and stronger when together.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
This week on Ours to Protect, we look at EB, Cork's first e-bike share scheme, and how it can provide an efficient, effective and environmentally friendly form of transport to people in Cork City, while assisting the drive to a sustainable way of living and working in a growing city. Patrick Sheehan is a bicycle enthusiast who previously worked in financial services and is also a qualified e-bike mechanic.
And accounted by qualification, I was working for the Central Bank for the last 7 years, and I was seconded over to the Austrian Central Bank. This was just before the pandemic, and while I was over there, I noticed they had a fantastic public transport infrastructure. They have 6 underground lines and over 40 overground lines, all electric as well. But at the same time, to complement that, they had a different micro mobility scheme, so e-bikes, bikes and scooters, you know, they were an integral part of that infrastructure, even though they already had fantastic, you know, main lines within the city. So I thought, you know, if that works over in a city like Vienna, it would be incredibly, you know, it would work incredibly well in a place like Cork. So I suppose that was the spur of the idea. And then I suppose, like, I take a big interest in sustainability as well, and also I'm a bicycle enthusiast as well, so, you know, it kind of aligned my three areas of interest. So again, I suppose, yeah, as I was saying, it kind of incorporates the core values of the company, which are, you know, sustainability number one, innovation number two, and transport. And I suppose the kind of objective of the company is to try and aid the transition of a city into a more sustainable place for people working and living there, essentially. And what offering people, I suppose, e-bikes as a substitute for cars is what the aim of the game is, essentially. Like, yeah, yeah.
Weaknesses which were identified in Cork's local community and economic plan show a lack of alternative transport options compared to other cities, and people are too reliant on their cars. EB offers an alternative form of green transport, which does not require infrastructure investment.
Well, I suppose last year they did a local community and economic plan, and, you know, they identified strengths and weaknesses of the city, and two of those weaknesses were, I suppose, related to public transport. There wasn't enough of it, and over reliance on personal cars. So again, immediately we can fit in to help that, you know, transport wise we can provide, you know, the people within the city and the city suburbs their mode of transport from A to B. And at the same time as well, you know, this is the aim of the game, is to take people from their cars and onto bikes, and also people that, you know, maybe use an overcrowded bus that doesn't, you know, won't always arrive in time and stuff like that. I suppose that study is, there was a study from UCC that was commissioned by the Climate Action Unit during the week. As you said, 2/3 of people want a more sustainable city. But, and it was analysed that 1/3 of the city's emissions comes from road transport. So again, you know, that this is where cycling comes in, and, you know, it can act as a substitute to create a more sustainable city, essentially, yeah.
Cork City's first car-free day this Saturday has been welcomed by many as a step in the right direction. The survey for Cork City Council also shows the vast majority of people questioned want to see more pedestrianisation in the city. They also want more trees, nature, parks and biodiversity. Car-free day runs from midday Saturday until 6:30 p.m. and will see the closure of Patrick Street, North Main Street, Corn Market Street, Castle Street and Adelaide Street to cars. Patrick says it's a small but positive and progressive step for Cork.
Having a car-free city takes time. It's a big change for the merchants of Cork and the people that drive in and out of Cork every day. So I suppose small steps is the way forward. It's also about, I suppose, educating of the potential of, you know, a car-free city, and showing the benefits of what cycling, you know, I suppose, can do for the city. So one of the big, I suppose, one reason why a lot of people in Ireland in particular wouldn't cycle, you know, these small trips, you know, say between 1 and 5 kilometres, is it because of the weather, essentially, because it's too wet. You don't want to be arriving in the office soaking wet, or arriving at your, you know, manufacturing plant or whatever. I suppose it's about changing the people's understanding of cycling and how the benefits can overall outweigh, I suppose, the negatives. Like Denmark has a very similar climate to Ireland, yet the percentage of the population that cycle in their cities is, you know, far more than it is in Cork. So it's definitely a realizable ambition, to become a city where cycling would be the primary form of, you know, transport for the shorter journeys. I think that Saturday's no car day will give people, you know, an indication of what it could be like, you know, and see some of the benefits. And overall, you know, there'll always be negatives and positives from any kind of, I suppose, drive for change. But it's trying to understand what the net will be. Will there be a net positive or will there be a net negative? And as we can see all over like the world, really, there is a drive towards less car use and, you know, more sustainable means of transport use, and we're seeing all over the world that there is a net gain for less cars on the road and more bikes, essentially. Yeah.
To learn more about EB, visit eb.ie or check the show notes of this episode. And we're stronger
when together. Ours to Protect, brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.